This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what to do when we feel like we've been thrown for a loop. Recently, I was talking about my two single girlfriends, and one girlfriend is quite content with being single. Life is good for her. The other girlfriend is not so content, and she really wants to remarry. And sometimes when God doesn't show up, we can be so inclined to want to give up. And this can be especially the case when we feel like we've just been thrown for a loop. And I wonder if this is how Joseph felt when he was in prison. You know, you think God is going to work with one specific angle and then he doesn't. So Joseph meets the cupbearer and he does a favor for the cupbearer while they're in prison together. He interprets his dream. And now Joseph's request is, once you get out of prison, because you're going to get out before me, please remember me and tell Pharaoh to release me from prison. The cupbearer gets out of jail and forgets all about Joseph. And I'm sure Joseph must have felt in the moment, maybe, that he was thrown for a loop, that this was the perfect opportunity for him to be released. He did a favor for the cupbearer, and the cupbearer would, in exchange, do a favor for him. And God didn't come in through that door. But Joseph kept his heart and his spirit and his mind all in the right place. And so the next time you feel like you've been thrown for a loop, let us cling to these words. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, keep your hopes high.